The traditional home of the Yakima Nation stretches from Horse Heaven Hills through the Yakima River Valley up to the Cascade Mountains and out to a great bend in the Columbia River called the Hanford Reach. It is also home to the controversial Hanford Nuclear Reservation in South Central Washington. Today, Judy Bluehorse Skelton takes us along the Columbia River, where ancient rock paintings can still be seen and where the Yakima people are reclaiming their land and their cultural history.
I remember the first time I saw the rock paintings along the Columbia River. It was a white-hot, sunny afternoon, and storyteller Ed Edmo and I were introducing Native American students from Portland to the plants and petroglyphs of the eastern Columbia Gorge. We were in the home of the Yakima Nation, and with their permission, we picked our way along the narrow trail of stones and stiff yellow grass that wove in and out of the chimney rock. Ancient images emerged from the stone rock face. Students squinted to make out the pictures. Edmo, who remembers the Columbia before the last dam was built, told stories of the river and the people while the sun glinted off the water like diamonds. Ancient and sacred sites of the Yakima people are many and have been found throughout South Central Washington. The Hanford Reach is the only free-flowing stretch of the Columbia River in the United States. It flows through a spectacular landscape of towering cliffs, shifting sand dunes, and sweeping vistas across a dry, grassy plain. Today, it's also the site of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. In the 1940s, 540 square miles of land was appropriated by the U.S. government to establish a high-security military compound. By the 1970s, restrictions eased and the Yakima Nation established their rights to return to the Hanford Reach to regenerate their cultural ways. In cooperation with other tribes in the region and through federal, state, and tribal laws, the Yakima began protecting sacred sites and cultural natural resources. However, today, concerns about contamination from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation persist. As salmon people, the Yakima are concerned about shrinking salmon runs. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposed dredging a barge canal through the reach, which would have eliminated salmon spawning grounds. The Yakima also observed that pesticides and herbicides used by farmers were polluting the Yakima River, a tributary of the Columbia. There were no salmon at all by the 1970s. Working with the state of Washington, the Yakima helped to create new laws to prevent pesticide runoff and chemical dumping into the rivers. They now have numerous projects to restore fish runs on the Yakima River. Central to the tribe's economic health are sustainable forestry practices, and the Yakima have developed a unique system called winter logging. Once the ground is frozen 18 inches down below the surface and is covered with snow, then a crew can get into an area to log. The snow and frozen ground prevents soil compaction and protects vegetation from being trampled by logging trucks and workers. Winter logging preserves a healthy understory of plants and soil and protects any cultural artifacts that may still be on the site. Through tribal archaeological efforts, including implementation of the Native American Graves and Repatriation Act, many artifacts and human remains from ancient villages and sacred sites are being found and returned to the Yakima Nation. Sacred sites are receiving the protection they deserve, including petroglyphs, which have been vandalized in the past. The tribe is working to carefully restore the rock paintings, preserving these enduring legacies for future generations. With each breath, with each step, with each heartbeat, Osadadu.
Educator, writer, and herbalist Judy Bluehorse Skelton is Nez Perce, Chickasaw, and Cherokee. She teaches, gardens, and serves in the vibrant community of Portland, Oregon.